All right. I took yesterday off. I literally laid in bed all day. Laid down all day. I didn't even get out the damn bed. Got up, took me a shower, laid back down, ate really light yesterday. Didn't go to the gym. Didn't go to the gym today because I was working on some stuff that I'm going to roll out soon. So that's what I was doing. So, yeah, shout out to everybody in the chat room. I see you. I appreciate you for being here with me tonight. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. Shout out to the Super Chat gang too, because the Super Chat gang, I don't know if y'all know about the Super Chat gang, but this is the Super Chat gang right here. This is the Super Chat gang. You know what I'm saying? This is the Super Chat gang. So that's what we gonna name them. The people who send in them Super Chats to make sure, you know, I'm taking care of doing this stuff, you know, because I got some things I wanna buy. So I might need y'all a little help with something. And it's really for, I want to do a call-in show, and it's a piece of equipment that I want to buy. So if I'm taking callers, I should be able to get assistance from the audience in the equipment that I want to buy, because I want to take callers. So it's something that I want to buy. So I'll give y'all more details later on. Everybody else be doing GoFundMes and stuff like that. I'm like, why can't I do it? Let me see what my audience is hitting for. You know what I'm saying? So the Super Chat gang, the Super Chat gang, the Super Chat gang, the Super Chat gang. So everybody will be sending them Super Chats. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, the Super Chat gang. We'll be taking callers soon, but I need a piece of equipment. So, the Super Chat gang, get used to it, get used to it, get used to it. Anyway, it's not about that right now. It's about the hottest topic in hip-hop right now. It's not even about no albums. It's not even about this. It's about a cheating scandal that, this is not the first we heard of it. We heard of it maybe 2 months ago. But I didn't talk about it because I'm not the type of person that hears something and go run speak on it like I know what I'm talking about. I be waiting for some facts, right? I be waiting to hear some facts. And let's just recap what's going on. So, Papoose and Remy, you know, have been married for a while, long enough. The face in the culture of black love, they promote black love. The face in the culture, Papoose, as we know, has held Remy down while she was locked up for 6 or 7 years, married her, held her down. Now, you know, normally those roles are reversed, that, you know, a woman might marry a man who's been locked down for X amount of time and hold him down. But this time a man did it for a woman, which, you know, is very, very noble. We rarely see that, right? At this time, I was working with Pap a lot. So I seen his movement. I'm going to be honest with you. I never, and I wouldn't even take up for him. Jamal Walters, thank you for that super chat. You know what I'm saying? Jamal Walters, thank you for the super chat. When I was around him, I never seen him do, all we ever did was work. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you know, it's a bunch of men. All we ever did was work. All we ever did was go in the studio and shoot music videos. We never, damn, me and him never even had a conversation, like extracurricular about women or nothing like that. All I used to say to him was, yo, you just got to maintain, do your thing. Then when your wife come home, you know, you're going to get a second run because, you know, she's going to be doing all this press. As long as you have all your ducks in a row, you know, and you set everything up for her, that's good. You know what I'm saying? So, oh shit, Smurf was good, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, that's was the extent of my our relationship. Matter of fact, when I first went in the studio with Papoose, we did 6'7" video. And I spoke to Remy on the phone. She was still locked up. And he was telling Remy that, you know, you need to meet more media people out here when you get out. So I spoke to her on the phone, and it was all good. We just always just worked and all that. But like I said, I've only known Pat for working. I know him for making every visit he could. I just known him for being dedicated to Remy. That's all I've known him for, and just doing his shit. I never seen or nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So now we're here today. Remy gets out of prison, and, you know, she gets acclimated. She does her thing. But then now she's entering the battle rap world. She has, well, re-entering. Let's say re-entering, because she was in it before. She re-entered the battle rap world with her own league called Chrome 23. Some good matches, some good cards, but she also was taking on management of a rapper named Easy, the block captain, right? She took on management of a rapper by the name of Easy, the block captain from Philly. Easy is dope. You know what I'm saying? Easy is the dope rapper. But when she took on management of him, I always wonder, you know, where that was going to take him. Because at that time, he was doing, he did the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as well. So I was like, wow, he got, he did that. She's managing him, sky's the limit. But then out of nowhere, it was some accusations that they was messing around. I didn't know where it was coming from. I didn't have nothing concrete. But people were saying it. And then it was a further accusation that Papoose put hands on them. You had some people who said they saw it. Then you had some people who said it was cap. Now, this is my issue with everything. Nothing has been confirmed, really. But at the same time, I don't think nothing has been really denied. I've seen a lot of dancing. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is embarrassing. This is a bit much. But in my honest opinion, all this shit is a play. I don't believe none of this shit. If I'm wrong, I don't want to be wrong. But I think all this is a play. You know, they did Love and Hip Hop. They did reality TV. This could be an extension of that, right? So I don't believe none of this shit. I think it's all a play. It's a play. I'm gonna just be real. It's a play. You know what I'm saying? It goes into the battle rap world, which is very gossipy, but then it's the Love and Hip Hop world as well. Now, if they drop music or they do certain things, see, we got to understand, we in an era and a time where you can't be embarrassed by a lie. So if it's not true, there is no embarrassment. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing to be embarrassed if it's a lie. Right? If it's a lie, you can't be embarrassed. There's nothing, you don't have to make statements. You don't have to say anything. Yes, Miss Toy, this is great promo. This is good. Everybody wanted to see the battle, right? Geechee said what he said in the battle. They're viral. Pap is viral. Geechee is viral. Easy is viral. Remy is viral. Her league is viral. It worked. It's working. So I think we're running with it because it's rumors and gossip. And you know, bad news travels faster than the speed of light these days. And we all want to believe that. Yo, I don't believe it. That's just me personally. I don't believe it. Now, if something happened, who knows? But at the end of it all, let's look at it like this. Whose relationship is not marred in some type of controversy? It just so happens that when you are a celebrity and you're in front of the camera, your relationship might play out in front of everybody. Shit, if my last relationship could have played out in front of the cameras if I wanted it to. You know what I'm saying? It just happens. And you got people who clout chase, and you got men or women who want to have something up on you. So people always going to clout chase. The only difference with me is you try to chase clout off me, you're going to get your ass whipped. That's the only difference with me. I don't play that. I don't put my personal business out there. And if you think you're going to do it to try to show me up or play me, you're going to get your ass whipped. That's the difference. But if it's a play, because I didn't have time to, I was reading some of the things people were saying, and I was looking at what some people were saying. They didn't post each other in a while. Like, who has time? Like, I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I don't have time to go look at Pap Instagram and then go look at Remy Instagram and then go. I don't have time to do all that. So to see how they was interacting, listen, it's times where couples sitting right each other in the bed laughing at all of us, right? They laughing at all of us. Or maybe it's something that we know, I mean, that they know that we don't know, right? So sometimes we end up being a damn fool. We end up being a damn fool because it's dudes that I know cannot keep a woman, who don't have a woman, and it's chicks that I know that can't keep a man on their third or fourth baby daddy. It's dudes that got 12 kids that's sitting here commenting on this, and you ain't got your shit in order. See, that's my whole thing with everybody. Like, we could look at all this stuff, right? It's all entertainment, but you can't internalize it because you got to have your ducks in a row. You got to have your relationship in order. You got to have your home in order. You got to have your significant other in order. And right now, we in a time where, believe it or not, a lot of people going through it. A lot of people going through it. If you take a poll and you go through the census, a lot of people relationships is struggling. That fake love that people doing and that for social media shit, a lot of that shit is cap. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are in very struggle relationships. Relationships problem. A lot of things is messing up. And you just don't know it because you don't know it. Some people haven't been together in years, but they've been functioning together, right? So a lot of times we just don't know. And then when the announcements come. Now, if your significant other stepping out on you with a fucking battle rapper, I mean, all due respect, but a bad, if you a made dude who put in your work in this industry, put in your work in your marriage, in your relationship, and your significant other stepping out on you, come on, man, you going to scream bloody murder. So I know Pap, the fact that he's calm, the fact that he never, it's just certain things. You just going to be like, yo, hold on, stop playing with me, blah, 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 blah. I just believe that. So the fact that he's a little quiet, he not saying nothing, I think it's cap. I think it's all cap. I think it's fake. I think it's something that they're doing, and it's working. You know what I'm saying? I think it's working. It's good promotion because, again, you can't be embarrassed by a lie. So we could think what we want to think. We could think what we want to think. But why does he have to clarify the lie? You know, and I was, being that I knew him personally, I was like, damn, should I do this? Because at the end, you have to be careful when you know a man and you know a woman, when you're talking about somebody wife, right? And the census out of all of this hasn't been good for Remy's reputation. Everybody's on her. The dudes is saying she foul. Even the women, like when you got the women against you, fam, even the women saying, even the women saying she's foul. You understand what I'm saying? But again, unless you saw concrete evidence, you don't know. You really don't know. You know what I'm saying? We really don't know. Like, and I see somebody in the chat saying it's definitely true, but unless you got evidence, you was there, unless you know, you don't know. You don't know. And I've been in situations where I was in Atlanta and I was around Love and Hip Hop people. I ain't even going to blow them up, but they was around each other. And we were supposed to do something, and I was supposed to interview, and they was like, oh no, I can't be in the interview because remember, on the show, we're not together right now. So it's a lot that take place. And if you think, like, I just want y'all to know, just always remember when you're being mind fucked. Just always remember when you're being played. Always remember when you're being played. Always take everything with a grain of salt. Don't believe none of what you hear, none of what you see, right? Because when you capping is easy. Smurf, good looking. You know what I'm saying? Capping is easy to cap. It's easy to play off of rumors. It's easy to play off of gossip. No pun intended, right? It's easy to do that. And you know, say it is the truth. Does that change your perception of her as an artist? What does it do? You know what I'm saying? What does it do for you? What does it do for how you perceive her? Cause I'm gonna be real with you. All due respect,
I don't give a fuck.
People cheat every day, B. Like, it's just, yo, the time that we in, the climate we in, I don't really know too many loyal people. I tell you all the time, dudes, yo, your day one homie Sandbox do a shit on you for money, pussy, and opportunity. You know what I'm saying? It's just the realest shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really know too many people who loyal anymore who just say, yo, nah, I don't really know that no more. So it's just a sign of the times. You know, if it's going on, I mean, shit, they say Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. So that's so-called the baddest bitch in the game. Where am I chained? If he could step out on her, man, nobody don't stand a chance. You know, and this is just where we at. And it's not cool. I don't want to make it cool. I don't want to laugh. I don't want to make it seem like it's funny. But it's just that bad at the times that we in. You know, it's too much access to us. Too much putting out of us, no pun intended, but it's too much access to us. It's too much people that can access you. Like, anybody could come into your DM and say something to you, and it might sound good, and then, you know, it sound good, and then, you know, you start entertaining. It's too much outside entertainment outside of your home, outside of your foundation, outside of what you're trying to build. So you got married men who's disloyal. You got married women who disloyal. You got men with kids who it's just like the loyalty right now is very, very minuscule. You know, I'm like probably, you know, I'm gonna be real with you. Sometimes I call myself a loyal fool because I know that there is no more loyalty, but I refuse to be a certain way because then that makes me like you, right? So I'm gonna remain who I am. And I'm not going to combat you with you, because if I do what you do because you so-called did it to me, then that makes me you. No, that's what separates me from you. I'm not going to treat disloyalty with disloyalty. No, I'm just going to, you know, you could go that way. You know, and I tell every dude, every woman, how you get them is how you're going to lose them. Always remember that. Remember, if you dealt with a snake from the beginning and you watch somebody snake somebody else, when they snake you, don't act surprised. Don't be like, I can't believe you did this to me. We did it to them, and did it to them. It just was your turn, fam. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just where we at. It's a lot of breaking up right now because, again, we have a lot of times where, you know, just think about like Remy, right? You would never be able to say to Remy, damn, Remy, you look good. Now you can go in her DM. Women would never say, Pap, you a great father, or you know, I love the way you love Remy, because you got to remember, a lot of women love love. Women love to see men love on other women because that's what they aspire for. So some women become attracted to men when they see how a man loves on another woman. You know, so they want that for themselves. So when you see Pap, how he love on Remy, his coochie game going to go up. I'm just be real, you know, his DMs is, he probably got a lot of hey big heads. He probably got a lot of offers, but I know how he is and I know how he think. You know, every man want their family. You know, every man that has a family want their family. Like, they'll do anything. Every man who wants their family will cut off their arm to maintain their family. And one of the biggest things that's the hardest thing for a man to lose is his family. You know, a man will lose it when they lose their family, because that's all we got is their structure. And many of us don't come from family structure. So you're not trying to perpetuate the same thing that you went through. You're trying to be the change that you want to see. So you want to be the in-house father. You want to be the in-house husband. You want to do all those things. But it's so difficult now because now, again, it's the access. It's the access. And you got to have a certain discipline to know that everybody can't get access to you. Everybody can't get access because you like me, because you watch me or whatever. You don't get to say certain things to me. You don't get to talk to me a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So this is just where we at. But I don't know. I don't believe it. I think for the battle rap angle, it worked. I think for the league, it worked. I think for whatever they got coming up, it worked. All promotion is good promotion, as some people once said. And I just, and I don't think this is a situation where, I don't think it's, I just don't think it's true. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's true because I can't. Let me say this. I want to be in denial about this one. This is one that I would love to be in denial about. I would want to look at it and say, come on, son, hit him with the head lover. Like, nah, you're not serious, right? Because if that's the case, if this is the case, what we're seeing is real. If she did step out on him with him, no disrespect to him. But goddamn, we can't hold nobody down no more. We can't, you know, you can't, you know, of course she will always have maybe her star is bigger than Pap's, but goddamn, like you hold somebody down in prison? You understand what I'm saying? Like, and I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna be real with you. For a man, which I am 100%. When you hold down a woman and you get betrayed, that shit hurt, man. Nobody can't tell you nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody can't tell you nothing. So the fact that he's calm and the fact that he's not going crazy or nothing like that, I don't think it's true. You know what I'm saying? And it's good promo. You know what I'm saying? We got to always remember it's good promo. A lot of things is good promo. And, you know, again, this is what I think about. Say she did do something out of pocket. How does it change how I think about her? Because her personal life is her personal life. You know what I'm saying? So are we in the culture to where we care about their personal life now too? See, the only time I care about the personal life is when they're playing us. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And people break up. People move on. People get back together. People separate. Different things happen. We watch Kanye. We watch a lot of people do shit. You know what I'm saying? We watch Kim Kardashian do that shit to Kanye. Then they got back together. We this is just where we at. But if they wasn't celebrities, we wouldn't know. And again, I'm not, you know, I feel what you're saying. It's not a good look, but that is a perception. That's perception of whether it's a good look or not. Because you got to remember, we in a day and time where what you think might not be a good look, somebody could pick up $700,000-$800,000 for. So they like, yo, we'll play this game for this money. I mean, come on, Love and Hip Hop is not a good look. Nobody on that show, that's not a good look to me. But people do it. Why? Because they're going to get that bag. You know what I'm saying? But this is the society that we in. We in a society where, yo, people trying to eat. People trying to get money. So anything, nothing is off the table. Nothing is off the table. Nothing, anything that you can comprehend, anything that you could think of before you say, nah. For that money? For that money, shit. You know what I'm saying? We watching fake storylines on Love and Hip Hop. We watching all types of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Remember in one episode of Love and Hip Hop, Bambi was in the water with Benzino. And then after that, she was married to Scrappy and having babies. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm not understanding what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then we just get to see what we see, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And even with Remy doing the, she's the host. So when Geechee is saying that, you, unfortunately, you gotta stand there and take it. I watched Smack stand there and take it. I watched them talk to Beasley crazy. I watched them talk to Smack crazy. I watched them talk to ARP crazy. She gotta take that. She gotta stand there and act like she don't know what the hell this dude is talking about. because she has to. What's she supposed to do? Flip on Geechee Gotti in the middle of the battle and ruin her league? We already, well, she already has in the a bad stigma that she's a hothead. You know, unfortunately, she clapped somebody before. So at the end of it all, she has to stand there. When I was looking at her, I didn't look that deep into it. I wasn't like, oh, look, she's guilty. Like, I didn't look into it that deep. Maybe some of y'all did. Maybe y'all saw something that I didn't see. So I'm not going to say you capping whatever. But I was like, man, I ain't, listen. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I didn't look at it like that. I wasn't like, oh, look, she looks guilty. Shit, I done look guiltier than that sometimes. And I absolutely didn't do nothing wrong. And look, let me, and this is another thing. If she did this, right? If she did this, say this is true, that takes her diva. That take her diva down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I think she would want to stay on that high diva status. I think Remy thinks highly of herself, which she should. She lose points if it's real. I'm just be keeping real with you. Not because of who. She lose points. She lose points because they would have been better off separating publicly and then she do what she did. But if she did that in the era of the Nickies with the husband and the Cardi being married and she wants to be looked at this upper echelon of woman, she lose points if it's real. That's why I think it's cap. Like, I think she would have I think she would really think about that. You know what I'm saying? I think she would think about that. I think she's worth a lot of bread. I think she got, you know what I'm saying? I don't think, man. And then again, like Z2S, what if they lining up a battle with Easy and Papoose? That shit will break the internet. That will break the internet. Break. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens, you know. But I don't believe it. It's good because everybody's talking about it, right? Everybody, we're all talking about it. Like, everybody's talking about it. Everybody is in the conversation of what they're going through if they together, right? But, I don't get it. I'm gossiping. See, look at you, Dickie, and everybody's talking about it. And I ain't even gossip, you bitch. And just think about it. I never said nothing tonight that's gossip. But a lot of you hoe-ass niggas can't control yourself. You can't control yourself. You just gotta come and say something to me. I didn't gossip anything. If anything, I'm saying I don't believe it. So stop being a skank, all right? Fresh. Thank you. No, freely. Thank you for thank you for the super chat. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. But yeah, so the big picture, sometimes we plan shit. Sometimes we sit there, right? And we think of different ways to make shit happen, right? Sometimes we come up with a great marketing plan. So we see what happens. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what happens. We'll see if it, and then again, like I said, right? When we think about something, right? Let me ask y'all something. Say this is true. What does that mean for black love? Does that change your concept? Because I mean, Ozzy and Ruby Dee was together for 900 years. You had Ashford and Simpson. You had different things like, does it change? Because they were the poster relationship for black love. You know, when you think about, you know, we don't think about Jay-Z and them. We think about Papoose and Remy. And again, I want y'all to understand, a little controversy, that shit raises everybody's stock. You know what I'm saying? We was wondering, shit, it was a rumor. A lot of us wasn't born. But it was a rumor that the president was knocking down Marilyn Monroe. We ain't never had no proof of that. You know what I'm saying? So again, I don't know. And look, and if she's managing Easy, that shit work. That raised his stock. You know what I'm saying? It just works for everybody. So I don't really see how this is gonna hurt anybody, because again, there is no way that I didn't just lose control, but I can lose control. I didn't lose control. How did I lose control and then just get right back? Do you know what losing control is? Losing control is pain, pain. I want to die. That's losing control. But y'all still watch Kermit Campbell. That's losing control. Losing control is somebody sitting here smoking and drinking before you, acting a damn ass. I just set people straight. I don't like when busters talk to me a certain way. I'm always going to be hard on suckers. Pause. Anytime a dude talk to me crazy, a woman talk to me crazy, I'm going to give you what you're asking for. I'm not that dude for that. But that's not losing control, fam. I'm in control. Serious. Anyway, like I was saying, we watching these relationships play out in the public. It's going to be bumps in the road. It's going to be things. Shit happens. So I don't know. I don't know. So I want to know what y'all think, man. I want y'all to leave a comment after the video is over. Let me know what you think. I'm calling Cap. Okay, here we go. Yep, here we go. I'm calling Cap. And I seen Cameron and them do Cap on their show. Y'all know where y'all got that shit from first. And Mace, you watch me too, fam. So you know that Cap come from me. But good job with what y'all doing. I love that show. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I love that show. But the Cap. I need batteries too for my Oculus. Y'all got an Oculus? Y'all game? Y'all play video games? I'm about to really play a lot of video games and shit. You know, it takes your mind off of stuff. But yeah, man, I just came here to say that to y'all really quick. I took the day off yesterday. I got stuff that I'm working on. I want to say shout out to the Super Chat gang for definitely looking out, for definitely sending something in. You know what I'm saying? I got something that I want to buy, and I'm going to buy it. And with your help, I'm going to be able to buy it. And because I want to take callers in the future. So I need a piece of equipment to take callers. So that's what I'm raising funds for, because I want to be able to take callers. I want y'all to be able to call in. I got a lot of stuff that I'm working on. So when you send your Super Chat, just know I didn't go buy no Hennessy. I didn't buy no reefer. I like to say reefer. I don't care. Reefer is before my time, but I'm never going to stop saying reefer, because that's just like the funniest shit ever. I don't buy no reefer. I don't buy no crazy stuff. I spend it all on equipment. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I am on Twitch. I'm about to be on everything. I'm working on it. You know, I would show y'all some of the stuff I'm working on, but I'm not going to. So yeah, I'm about to do this game thing. That's what I paid all this damn money for this computer for. But I didn't come here to keep y'all all night. I came here. I'm on the Oculus. Everything is Doggy Diamonds. Yo, Andrew, you keep asking where Coco, fam. I don't know if you spank your monkey to her face or something like that, but you wilding right now. Every time, where's Coco? You know she got an Instagram, right? You know you could play pocket pool to her Instagram. She ain't here, fam. What do you want me to do? She's not here. You're just like, where's Coco? You know you don't know her, right? You do know that, right? This nigga, no matter when he get on, yo, where's Coco? I'm like, man. I don't know what to tell you. He's on Instagram. Just stop. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. I appreciate y'all as usual. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Again, man, I helped a few people. If you need my consultation, if you want to make your own YouTube channel, you got music that you want to, you know, think of what you should want to put out or whatever you got going on, you got a brand and you need my help and you think I can help you and I could be assistance of you, hit me up on Instagram. And, you know, we could chat it up. So, you don't even know. Coco big, man. She like 6 feet. Coco will whip your ass. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I'm saying. You want to play pocket pool, man. He ain't like, where's Coco? I could just hear your voice. You just sitting there sweating. Where's Coco? You probably got on Long John. You probably got on a Long John Rumpa or something like that. Where's Coco? Like, man. Stop. Anyway, until next time, I can't even find the end of the screen. All right, I'm out. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.